The recording has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
This session the recording is no longer started. Being recorded.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to this open heaven. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight on this eve. Amen. Coming into the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks and praise on tonight. We bless some people of God. We are getting ready, amen, to enter into the rest. Amen. Glory to God. It's that time when we relax. Amen. Give God thanks and reflect on all that he has done for us this past week. Not only this past week, people of God, this year. This year is passing so fast. I'm telling you, it's moving so quickly people of God, until I tell you, it's like you blink twice and you're already at the end of a month. I tell you, it's moving quickly. It's moving very quickly. So we bless God. We bless God. Amen for it. We bless God for, amen. But we bless God, amen. We bless him. We thank him for keeping us, people of God. We are already in April. We're already in April. My goodness, I'm telling you, by the time we look up, we're going to already be in July. And then after July, already in September. After September, already in December. Time is moving quickly. But people of God, listen, we have got to move with the time because God is moving by his spirit. God is moving by his spirit. and we have got to get in the move. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him on today. We bless him. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming and be with us, people of God. We do bless God for you. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God. It truly is another day, another hour that the Lord has kept us, and we're so grateful for that. Amen. We just want to let you know, people of God, that we have had a change in our anniversary date, which was coming up on the 22nd, next Saturday. But bless the Lord, we're going to have to postpone it. We're going to have to postpone it until July the 8th. We're postponing our anniversary to July the 8th. We do apologize. We do certainly apologize, people of God, for the short notice. But we would like for you to help us get the word out to everybody that we're having to postpone it to July the 8th. Amen. Glory to God. So if you will, please help us get the word out. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Help us get the word out, please, ma'am, please, sir. Again, we're postponing it until July the 8th. Amen. And we want you to come. We still want you to come. Listen, during this time, people of God, we want you to rally up. We want you to carpool. We want you to come. This is going to give you a little extra time to reach out to more people. It's going to give you that time, that opportunity to make some calls and let people know that the anniversary has been postponed until July the 8th. Listen, once you know that you're coming, we want you to reach out to us and let us know. Please, ma'am, please, sir, reach out to us and let us know that you're coming or that you're planning to come. People of God, so much goes into these events, and we don't want to be caught short-sighted. So if you would, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know that you're coming. If you would, RSVP, please, RSVP, call, text, let us know. If you don't have the Eventbrite, which we're having to change the link, but we're definitely going to be promoting. So if you would, again, help us, please, get the word out to everybody. Let them know that we're postponing the anniversary to July the 8th. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. We thank God. It's our three-year anniversary. It's our first in-person. It's our very first in-person anniversary. And we want to be right. We want it to be right. We want it to be grand. We want it to be glorious, people of God. Listen, we want you to come and have a great time. We want you to come and meet and greet, hear these voices that you've been hearing over the airwaves all of this time. We want you to come and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to come and be with us. We want you to tell somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we thank God. Amen. We're broadcasting now into over 110 countries. Listen, even some of our international listeners, those of you, we want to invite you to come and be with us. Again, that's July the 8th. That's July the 8th. If you got to purchase a ticket, if you need a room, we're working on some discounted rooms. So this is giving us an opportunity to kind of rework some of our logistics so that you can have a beautiful time. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. We thank God for our leaders, all of our leaders, thanking God for them. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's the head of this line, the head of this work. We bless God on tonight. We thank God, amen, Jesus, for all of our leaders. Thank God for your leaders, people of God. We just bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Thanking him for our advisors. Thanking him for our prayer warrior. Thanking him for our scripture reader on tonight. People of God, you, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank you for helping us to get the word out to everybody. Amen. Letting them know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is live and that we want them to come and to be with us. Amen. We're live tonight. Glory to God. We're so grateful tonight, people of God, to have with us, amen, we call him our teacher. Amen. He's a man of God. He delves into the word. He pulls out nuggets that you don't usually see. Amen. He's certainly a scholar in the word. So we thank God for him. Amen. Having a commitment with us on Friday night. We bless God for him, people. God, he is back. Amen. You know, we just went through the 40 days of prayer. Amen, Jesus. But he is back with us, people of God. Amen. So tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We apologize for that. So tonight, people of God, we are going to get ready. We want you to get your pen, your pencils, your paper ready. Get it ready. Get it ready, people of God. Get it ready. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're getting ready to go into the word. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the word. And people of God, we want you to come and be with us. Amen. Tell somebody, take somebody. Tell them about the PNN. Let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are live. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to have the blessing on the line by Missionary Fan. Glory to God. Then after Missionary Fan, we're going to have our scripture reading by none other than Sister Mary Holland. And then immediately after her, we're going to have our speaker tonight, amen, none other than Minister Craig Cannon, coming to all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, Applied Word Ministries. We thank God for him. People of God, again, get your pen and paper. Get ready. Amen, Jesus. Let us tonight go into the service. Amen. You have the platform, Missionary Fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not to be there to hear your cry, for he is passing by this moment your needs. He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not to be there to hear your cry, for he passing by this moment your need, he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God, which you are due. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, thanking you and praising you, Lord God, for your goodness, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for your kindness towards us. And we come tonight, Lord God, gathered together, Lord God, on one accord tonight, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now to forgive us for all our iniquities, for all our transgressions. Lord, we come tonight with a repentant heart, asking you, Lord God, to create in us tonight a clean heart, Lord God, that we may come before your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, spotless, Lord God, with no sin, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to look up on each and every one of us that come, Lord God, for and near, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to touch us tonight, Lord God, with your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to move in your word tonight, Lord God. Lord, we're asking you to help us to understand your word, Lord God, with clarity in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to have your way. We're asking you to heal, deliver, and set free on this line tonight, Lord God. We're asking you to save the lost souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Perhaps someone first time, or maybe they've been coming on the line, Lord God, and they're looking, Lord God, for a Savior, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you to touch their hearts tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, free them, Lord God, from the bondage of sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to touch the sick and the shut-in tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that's on the ventilator, Lord God, those, Lord God, that's in comas, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, one touch from you will make them, Lord God, all right. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night. Have your way. Let your will be done tonight on this land, Lord God. Move tonight on this man of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, make your word easy tonight, Lord God. Send your choice anointing tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God. I'm asking you to bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you see and you know all things. Lord God, we're asking you to have your way once again. Let your will be done on this line tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we will forever, Lord God, give your name the praise. We'll forever give your name the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Master.
Praise the Lord. We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 35th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd through the 10th verse. Send ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as in heart and the tongue of the dumb sing. But in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, thy food, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I have read to you the 35th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd through the 10th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, women of God. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for your servitude unto the Lord. Amen. Truly know, amen, that your work is not going unrewarded and unnoticed by the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks and praise on tonight, people of God. Again, we want to bring to you, amen, the man of God who comes. Amen. He's a teacher. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, he delves into the word and really, really, really brings out precious nuggets for us. Amen. People of God, we want you tonight to get your pen and your pencil ready as we get prepared to hear from our speaker tonight, none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It seems like a long time ago since I've spoken to you all, and I'm just grateful just to hear you all's voice. I'm so blessed and grateful just to be on this line, to be connected to PNN. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for these great men and women of God who is doing your work and doing it faithfully, Lord God. Praise and glory and honor, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for just another glorious time to spend time with you and in your word. Thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will have its way tonight. Move, Holy Spirit, up and down, in and out. Set free, touch, and deliver all of those who hear your word. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor as the day approaches to your quick return, as we see the signs of the times, of the things that are happening in the world today, Lord God. We know that our redemption is near, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God, people of God. I'm grateful that you all are here tonight, and I'm grateful that we get an opportunity to speak. I want you to open up your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to start there. And let's just go into the word, into the scriptures, and just get blessed. God gave us his holy word in the scriptures so that we may come to know him and we may just be molded and shaped by him. The scriptures are here for us to learn and to understand and to talk, to be taught, and get instruction and direction. And all these scriptures were inspired by God. He allowed these holy men to write these scriptures for our blessings. Let's go in Ephesians chapter 2. And we're gonna start right there, and we're just going to read the word, and let's just pull out some things that we'll see. And we're going to allow the Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to minister to these your sheep. I thank you, Father, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Father, I pray that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, and you alone will think through my mind. Let it be none of me and all of you. Empty me of me and fill me with you. I give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's look at the word, Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to pick up, and I'm just going to read starting the first verse. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That word quickened means to make alive, and he's talking about us. We were quickened. We were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past, you walked according to the course of this world. Course of this world, that's just the way we walk. We did things the way the world did it, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It's interesting, God calls them the children of disobedience. But it's interesting that the prince of the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air, I want you all to remember that, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the prince of the power of the air, the power of the air, airwaves, things that come into the airwaves, sounds, voices, radio, television, internet, videos, the things that come in the airwaves, all types of communication. And you know, communication impacts one of the gates that we have, and that gate is our ear. And I think it's interesting that the ear gate is where faith comes. Because remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So that's how faith gets on the inside of our heart. It gets on the inside of our heart through our ears. That scripture that says, how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear except to be preached? And how shall it be preached except he be sent? And then it says, now then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, that gate, that ear gate, and I call it a gate because we have many gates. Those gates are our five senses, the five senses of taste, smell, see, and hear. Some things we're not supposed to be tasting. Some things we're not supposed to be touching. Some things we're not supposed to be seeing. Some things we're not supposed to be smelling, and some things we are not supposed to be hearing. It's interesting that the enemy attacks that communication, that airwave, because he knows the airwave is what's going to get on the inside of our heart that comes through the gate of hearing. It's interesting in the music that is being played, these things we see on television, things we listen to on the radio, all of those are impacting our ear gates, and we wonder why we have more fear than we do faith. We're not listening enough to the word of God. We're not looking enough at the word of God. Not like we're doing in all these other areas of life. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, feeling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, before we came into the body of Christ, before we got born again, this is that birth of being coming into the body of Christ, not that first birth when we came out of our mother's womb, but that second birth when we were quickened, our spirits were quickened and made alive. That's the second birth. That's why we had to be born again. We had to be born again because of that scripture in the Bible that says that Jesus became sin for us, he who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. So you don't have to do anything to sin except be born. We were born into sin because of the sin of Adam and Eve when they disobeyed God. Every human was born into sin. That's why we have to be born again unto righteousness. You see how that is? God in his infinite wisdom said, I cannot allow them to stay in that sinful state. I've got to come up with a plan to bring them back to me. So we have to be born again unto righteousness. So verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. See, we're the children of wrath in God's eyes. That's the same as the children of disobedience. So let's keep reading. But there's that word but. That means let's just cancel out everything I just said, because God's getting ready to tell us, here's my solution to that problem. But God, who is rich in mercy, God is rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us, state of mankind. And he said, I loved him so much. I've got to get this corrected. I've got to correct this sinful disobedience that Adam and Eve have done. See, in the Garden of Eden, when we were studying Genesis, you remember there were two trees. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there was the tree of life. And God told them, do not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in that day you eat, you shall surely die. Now, what God was saying was the death cycle was going to start. Because we know from Genesis, and we're going to get back to that, that they lived longer. They lived for hundreds of years after that. But that word death has a double meaning. The death cycle starts, which means eventually you're going to physically die. But also that word death means to separate from. See, the word death means to separate from, but it never means non-existence. I'm going to say that again. The word death means to separate from, but it never means non-existence. You will always exist somewhere, either heaven or hell, but you're going to be in a different state. You're going to be in that spiritual body. See, right now, man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. And I'm going to correct something for those of you all who did not hear our earlier teaching some months back. The word man does not mean male. The word man refers to the species of man or human. And human can be male or female. That's the sex of the species of human. So when I'm saying man, I'm not necessarily referring to male. I'm referring to mankind or human. So that's what God was doing. God was like redeeming humankind because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Verse 4, but God who is rich in mercy for his great love. See that God loved us even then, God loved us even then. So going back to what I said, you don't have to do anything to sin except to be born. That's why you have to be born again. I think a lot of people are caught up in the fact that they have sinned. They have sinned against God. I'm here to tell you, if you've never done anything wrong, you still sinned against God if you haven't accepted Christ, because you were born into sin. That's why you have to be born again unto righteousness. So see, that's why we have to be born again. We must be born again. The only way back to the Father, which we are separated from because of the sin of Adam and Eve, is through the Son. The only way to the Father is through the Son. The only way to get born again is to accept Jesus. The Word of God says, except a man be born again, man being mankind, he shall not even see the kingdom of God. You see how it all comes together and it all makes sense? God wants us to have clarity and understanding of his word. Then these scriptures will just come alive. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, there it is right there, even when we were dead in sins, which means we were separated from him. We were separated from him. Remember, in Genesis, Adam used to walk in the garden in the cool of the day with God. They used to fellowship all day. They were never separated. They were never separated. The separation didn't begin until they sinned against God. And God said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. You shall surely separate from me. And the death cycle is going to begin, which means your health, your physical body is going to begin to start deteriorating. That's why we get old. That's why we die, because that sin cycle is still going. See, Adam and Eve turned it on when they sinned against God. God never meant it for it to be that way. But when we sin against God, we turn it on. What's that scripture that says, for the law of the Spirit in life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you got two laws going on. Two laws. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that's law number one, has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's number two. One law supersedes the other, though, and that's only because of Jesus. The only way we could get free from the law of sin and death is to accept Christ, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then we're operating under the law of the Spirit of life in, for God who is rich in mercy for his love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, verse 5, has quickened us, that means to make alive, quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Look at that, by grace. That word grace means God's unmerited favor. That means we didn't do anything to deserve it. It was only because he loved us. Child of God, I'm here to tell you, God loves you right where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. Like I said, you were born into sin. That's why you got to get born again. There is absolutely nothing that God cannot forgive you for. Nothing. No thing. No matter how bad it is, no matter what you think you've done, God loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. What manner of love is this? That we should be called the sons and daughters of God. But when we see him, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. Pure love. God is love. Love doesn't just emanate from God. God is the absolute essence of what love is. God is love. That love is unconditional. It's not like the love of the world, whereas I love you if, or I love you when. There's always a condition on it. See, God's love, that Greek word for God's love is zoe, the God kind of love, the unconditional love. See, there's many different types of love, all right? A lot of people don't know that. There's many different types of love. But the Greek word is called philia. That's a brotherly love. And that's where we get the city Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Okay? There's another word that represents love called eros. Eros is an erotic type of love or a sexual type of love. That's where you get erotic from. See, when a person say they love you, you better know what kind of love they're talking about. See, there's types of love that you got to understand, right? But God's love is unconditional. The Zoe kind of love, Z-O-E, the God kind of love. It's almost impossible for man to have that type of love. Only God, only that love can emanate from God. No matter how hard we try. Only God can emanate that type of love. But when we were dead in sins, he had quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us. Look at that. God raised us up together, those of us who are in Christ, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus to come. He might show the exceeding richness of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Look at that. Everything God is doing for us is coming through Christ Jesus. You notice that? Everything has to come through Christ Jesus. Why? Because he's the bridge between us and God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. You can't get to God no other way. Don't be deceived by any other religion, any other thing that's out there. The only way you can get to God is through Jesus. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is the way. The way. not a way, but the way. There's many ways out there, but he is the way, the only way that there is. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, there it is again. Look at that. He's repeating that. Look at verse 5 at the end. It says, by grace are you saved. Now look at verse 8 at the beginning. It says, for by grace are you saved. When God begins to repeat something, you better pay attention, because he's really trying to get, you're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. You didn't do anything to get saved. You can't earn your way into heaven. You can't be good enough. You're saved by grace. You're saved by unmerited favor. You're saved because I love you unconditionally. No other way can you be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, there it is. You didn't do anything to earn it, not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God. The gift of God. Oh God, I love the way the Lord put that. So see, a gift is something that's freely given. It's not a transaction. You go to the store, you buy something, you exchange money for an item. That's not a gift. That's a transaction. A gift is something that's freely given unconditionally. Freely given unconditionally. If I give a person a glass of water and say, hey, now I'm looking for you to do this for me, that's not a gift. That's a transaction. It wasn't money exchange. It was just maybe a favor exchange or this exchange for that. But God gave it to us as a gift. Freely. He said, you didn't earn it. It's not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Look at that. You didn't do anything to earn this. Because if you did something to earn it, you'd be boasting about it. Yep, I worked my way into heaven. I did all this stuff and did this and did this. I did this and I did that. And now I earned my way to heaven. No. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Thank God it doesn't work like that, because some of us wouldn't even be able to make it. The mass majority of us wouldn't. We couldn't work enough to earn it. For we are his workmanship. Look at that. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we were created for good works. We were created to do good throughout this planet. To glorify God by doing good, giving all glory to him, not to us, not to us, not to ourselves. It's all of him. It's none of us. We're vessels. That's all we are. We're vessels. We're vessels to be used by the master as he pleases. And to him be all the glory and the praise and the honor. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Watch this. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk therein. What does that mean? God before ordained that we should walk therein. God already knows who's going to get saved and who's not. He already knows it. Which God has before ordained that we should walk therein. We were ordained to walk in good works. Because God created us in his workmanship. So we were ordained to walk in good beforehand. See, for a long time I had to understand, I didn't decide one day to get saved. God had already preordained me to be saved. I was just walking it out in this thing we call life. I was walking it out in life. And God wooed me with his Holy Spirit, and this set of circumstances happened, that set of circumstances happened. That person talked to that person, this person talked to that person, this person led to me, and then all of a sudden I find myself at the altar of God at a church crying on my knees, thanking God for saving me and asking him to save me, giving my life to Christ. Not necessarily understanding or knowing what it meant, but just having a inner knowing, I don't even know how else to say it, It's like I need to change my life. I need to give my life to Christ. Thinking it was my decision, but God had already before ordained me. See, God is all-powerful, all-wise, and all-knowing. There's absolutely nothing God does not know. That is what it means to be sovereign, to be sovereign. I find myself in situations, and some of you all may find yourself in situations, things not quite working out the way you thought they would. At that moment when you see something ain't working out the way you thought it would, and you're about to get upset or you're about to get scared or upset or mad and go through all these shifts of emotions, I want you to think for a moment and say, but wait a minute, this is what I do. But wait a minute, God, you already knew this was going to happen. You already knew. And it's at that moment, even though you don't understand it and you don't know what to do and you're scared and you're afraid, is at that moment you have to trust and rest that this is going to all work out together for the good for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. See, is that praise? It's at that, glory be to God, felt the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. It's at that moment, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. It's at that moment God wants you to trust and to rest in him. Trust and rest in him. If he has to move on the heart of a person to show you favor at that moment, he will. They won't even understand why. Because you are a child of the Most High. And even though you're trying to make things work, you know, man has plans and God laughs. We got all these plans of things we want to do with our life. And God is laughing. Like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead and knock yourself out. Let's see how that's working out for you. But if you learn to trust and rest and say, well, God, I thought this was the way it was supposed to be going, but, man, I guess not. Okay, well, you know, I'm just going to trust and rest. I'm going to trust you and rest in you. I don't know how this is going to work out. You know what? I really don't even care how it's going to work out. I just know I trust and rest in you. It's on you. It ain't on me. I put it back on you, Lord God. I give up trying to figure it out because I know you already worked it out. So I'm just going to rest and trust. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to do that when you're in a situation. But remember, the Holy Spirit is right there the whole time. And he's sitting on ready to help you. There's a scripture in the Bible that says when they bring you before kings, don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't even be nervous. Just open your mouth, and God said he'll put the words in it. It'll be stuff coming through you, out your mouth, that'll be your first time hearing it. But it'll blow away the people who it's intended for. They won't even know how to respond. Or as I say, you better recognize, because this is God. This ain't me. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk therein. God wants us to walk in these good works. Do the book, basically. Wherefore, remember, now watch this, he's going to take us now memory lane for a second. Therefore, remember that you, being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Gentiles, people without God. People without God. That's what a Gentile is, a person without God. That at the time you were without Christ. Look at that. Being aliens of the commonwealth of Israel. Now look at that. Now so you say, wait a minute, the commonwealth of Israel, let's talk about Israel here. We're talking about the Jews and the Israelites. People without God. A Gentile is a person without God. Gentiles and Jews, but a Jew can be a Gentile. Because if they haven't accepted Jesus, even though they know God, they can't get back to God because the only way to the Father is through the Son. And in the last days, a lot of Jews are going to come to God. They're going to come to accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah. The same ones that cast them out, the same ones that were right there during the crucifixion, they're going to come to realize that Jesus is the Messiah that they have been looking for. Time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise. See, we were alienated from God when we hadn't accepted Jesus. There's a lot of people in the world now who haven't accepted Jesus. You know, they're dead in their sins. They don't understand. They're separated from God. Even though they're physically alive, watch this. They're spiritually dead. That explained the scripture when Jesus said to one of his disciples, when Jesus was calling his disciples to follow him, one particular disciple, he called him to follow him. He said, okay, Lord, I'll come follow you, but let me go back and bury my family member. And Jesus made an interesting comment during that time, and it puzzled me for years until the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom on it through the scriptures, of course. Jesus had said this. He said, let the dead bury the dead. And I was like, what do you mean the dead bury the dead? That's not quite making sense to me. And what the Holy Spirit shared with me was, later on, as I continued to study for years, that puzzled me. It took years later, the Holy Spirit said, the dead bury the dead. Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. See, when you're spiritually dead, you're alive physically, but you're spiritually dead, like the mass majority of people who have accepted Christ now. They're walking around, that word spiritually dead, remember, death means to separate from. But it doesn't mean non-existent. Spiritually dead, that means they're spiritually separated from God. And why are they spiritually separated from God? Because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Michael started. That's when the law of the law of sin and death began. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, the law of sin and death began. The death cycle began. The separation from God began. That's why they hid in the garden from God, because they were separated from him. They could no longer, that covenant relationship was no longer there. You know how it is when we sin, we hide. When we do something that we know is wrong, we ain't running to church. We're running away from church. And we don't want to see the church people. But there's a condemnation that comes in our heart that we have done something wrong. Well, Adam and Eve, they was hiding from God. So wait a minute, Adam, you was walking in the garden in the cool of the day with God. Now all of a sudden, after you eat this fruit, you hide from God? What changed? Separation changed. The death cycle came in. That's what changed. And everybody who's been born after that are born into that death cycle. Let me tell you something. You don't have to teach your child to do wrong. It's innate. It's already built into them when they come out the womb. You ever notice that? You don't have to teach your kids to do wrong. You have to teach them to do right, but you don't have to teach them to do wrong. It's built into them. Why is that? Because they're separated from God. That's why they were born, but they got to be born again, get into these scriptures, and begin to learn how to live the godly life. And that holds true for all of us. All of us. That's why. That is why. See, God wants us to have understanding. We got to get understanding. So now we know how this thing works. We know we're separated from God. That's what Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. So guess what? There's a lot of walking dead people around here. They got a little show on TV called The Walking Dead. And they got all these zombies and stuff going out. It's interesting, right? They called it The Walking Dead. Well, there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of walking dead people around. The ones who haven't accepted Christ, who are separated from God, they're walking dead. They're walking separated from God. They don't even know it. They're the children of disobedience. They're the children of wrath. Like the scripture said, look at the scriptures is telling us. I'm not making this up. It's right here. That at the time, verse 12, that at that time we were without Christ. Look at that. Without Christ, we're separated from God. See, Christ is the only way to get back to God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. He's the bridge. If I'm on this side of the bridge and there's a big gap and God's on the other side, I got to have a bridge to be able to get to God. That bridge is Jesus Christ. And if I don't ever accept him, there ain't no bridge going to ever be there. And if I die in that state, I'll never get back to him. Which brings up the point of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Remember, there were two trees, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and tree of life. Do you notice something? As soon as Adam and Eve ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil and they sinned against God, one of the first things God did was send some angels to protect the tree of life. And I asked God, Lord, why did you do that? Well, because the tree of life would give you immortality, which means you would never die. God could not allow them to eat of that tree in that sinful state. Because if they ate of the tree of life in the sinful state, in the state that they were in, separated from God, that can't be undone. Now, I'm sure God in his infinite wisdom could find a way to undo it, but it can't be undone because the tree of life gives you immortality. God's like, nope, can't eat from that tree of life. And I think it's interesting. God never told them they couldn't eat from the tree of life. He told them they couldn't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So imagine how different the world would be had they never ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but one day decided to eat of the tree of life. They would have been in that infinite state with God forever, walking with him in the cool of the day, always being with him, united with him, undergoing all of the things that it has to undergo. Adam and Eve even impacted the planet by their sin. It says that all of creation awaits for the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God. The planet is suffering because of that. Now, that's a whole other story. We'll get into the scriptures on that. I'm just going to throw that out there. But it's in there. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Now, look at that. Circumcision and uncircumcision. I won't get too deep into that, but you all understand circumcision and uncircumcision. When a child, the skin is cut away from the child, a circumcised person versus an uncircumcised person, that ye at times were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Okay. Back up. Stop. Time out. Being aliens. Isn't that interesting? He used the word aliens. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Look at the state of man. No hope without God in the world. That's one of the most depressive states you can be in. You ain't got no hope. You don't have God, and you in this world. And a lot of people in that state right now, they have no hope. They're without God because they haven't accepted Jesus. And they are in this world. And we know where this world is going. But now, there's that word but. Let's cancel out all that other stuff we just said. God's getting ready to give you the solution. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off, or made near. That word nigh means near. How are you made nigh, near? By the blood of Christ. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about that. We're made near by the blood of Christ. What's the blood of Christ representing from? The sacrifice on the cross. He shed his blood for us. Remember that? He shed his blood for us. He shed his blood for us. And by his stripes we are healed. For those of you all who wonder about healing, by the stripes of Jesus, you already healed. You're not trying to get healed. You're already healed. To accept that healing that God has already done for you. By the stripes of Jesus, you're already healed. There's a scripture that says, for he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was up on, it says upon, break that word up on him. And by his stripes, we are healed. See, all of those blows that Jesus took had a purpose, and they were for our behalf. God already knew what we was going to go through. He's like, I'm going to put the sin of the world on my son because I love you. And watch this, my only son. It ain't like I got other sons. This is my only son. I'm going to put the sin of the world on him because I love you. Verse 14. For he is our peace. Jesus, he's our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That middle wall of partition between us. He is our peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There's a partition between us and God. We can't get to God unless we go through Jesus. But Jesus is our peace. I want you all to remember that. Jesus is your peace. Everybody's looking for peace, but most of us are in pieces because of the world. The worry, the anxiety, the frustration, the depression, the fear that Satan has entrenched on this planet, the fear. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So you know that fear didn't come from God. Not that fear. Kevin abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, but to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. That enmity, I think of it as the enemy. See? One new man. New man. You know, Adam and Eve, Adam was referred to as the first Adam. Jesus is referred to as the second Adam. The first Adam and the second Adam. The first Adam and the second Adam. The scriptures refer to Jesus as the second Adam. Adam, when he separated from God, eventually went to the grave. Jesus, when he was crucified on the cross and got resurrected, came out of the grave. The first Adam brought sin into the world. The second Adam took sin out of the world. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. That's how it happened. You want to understand everything about salvation? Jesus took the place for us. Jesus took all this. He took the penalty that we should have took because he loved us unconditionally. Unconditionally. Past, present, and future. He loved us. Sin of the whole world. I ain't just talking about it. I'm talking about all this planet, this entire planet, all the other countries, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Russians, the Indians, the Australians, the South Americans, the Mexicans, the Canadians, the British, all of us, globally, worldwide, for those of you all who are listening in other countries, yes, and you, and all the people over there in your country, Jesus is the only answer there is, there was, and there ever will be. King of kings and Lord of Lords. There is no other. Don't get it twisted. Don't misunderstand it. There is no other way to God. See, he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. For through him we have access by one Spirit. Through him, Jesus, we, that's us, have access by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, unto the Father, God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, all working as one. All working as one. Not three gods, one God. Not three gods, one God. Not three gods, one God. I'm going to give you the example. You are a father to your children. You are a husband to your wife. And you are a son to your parents. But you're still one person. So don't tell me three gods. One God working all in. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. We're no more strangers and foreigners, those of us who are in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you're a stranger and a foreigner to God. You are an alien to God because you're separated from God. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The foundation. A house can only stand on a solid foundation. Truth can only stand on a solid foundation. If the foundation is no good, the house ain't no good. Jesus is the chief cornerstone of that foundation, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also build it together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. See, God loves us unconditionally. God is real. This is how it works. This is how this thing, salvation, works. This is how we got saved. This is what God did for us. This is how much God loves us. It's right here in the book. It's right here. The scriptures is truth. There is no other truth. There's no other truth. There's no other truth. If you have not given your life to Christ, you know where you are right now. You're separated from God. You're considered a foreigner and a stranger. You're alienated from God. Doesn't mean God don't love you. He still loves you, but he wants you to join yourself back to him. And the only way to do that is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the way you do that, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Notice I didn't say believe in your head. I said believe in your heart. There's a difference. See, your head is always trying to figure stuff out, trying to get an understanding, trying to say, okay, now that makes sense to me. And that's a part of us being human. I get it. But to believe in your heart takes faith. Faith, which means you're going to have to believe something that you don't fully understand. See? That faith has to come by hearing. Faith is coming to you right now. You've heard this message. You've heard something that's gotten on the inside of your heart. You're in a dangerous place right now if you're not saved, because Satan knows that you heard it. See? And the word of God says that when the word is sown, the enemy comes quickly. So he's going to come and try to steal that word before it takes root on the inside of your heart. I'm going to give you an example of that. If I drop seeds on the ground, right, if those seeds are on good ground, covered up with dirt, the water's going to come, it's going to fertilize, and eventually you're going to see a little leaf pop through that ground. If those seeds are on rocky ground, which means I drop some seeds and there's a lot of rocks around, it's never going to take root because the rocks are going to be in the way. And eventually the sun is going to come out, it's going to dry that seed up, and it's going to die. Right? The rocks represent the cares of the world. See? God wants you to seeds to be sown on good ground. What am I mean? What am I talking about seeds? Seeds are his word. His words are seeds. These scriptures are seeds. They're sown on the inside of the ground of your heart. And if they take root in your heart, something on the inside of you is telling you right now, I got to get saved. Man, I need to accept Jesus. This guy is kind of making sense a little bit to me. I mean, it's so plain. That's all God. God wants you to understand. God's like, look, yeah, you go to church and you hear certain things, but he wants you to be taught and understanding. Then when you go to church as well, you're going to get even more understanding. Because now what he'll do, he'll use that man or woman on that pulpit to confirm what you just heard today. And it'll make a lot more sense, and you'll draw closer and closer and closer to God. Stony ground, good ground, and then there's the weeds, a ground that has weeds. That means it kind of sowed a little bit, but then the weeds came up and snatched it up. God has sown his word on the inside of your heart. Faith has come through your ears by hearing right now. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? You can't believe if you can't call on him. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You can't believe until you hear. How shall you hear except to be preached or teach? And how shall it be preached to teach except to be sent? God has to send someone to teach or preach the word. You know, preaching the word, you hear the word, and faith comes on the inside of your heart, and then you believe the word. And then you call on the name of Jesus. It's a process. And it's been working that way for thousands and thousands and thousands of years because God designed it that way. See, to the world, this is foolishness. It's a stumbling block. They don't understand these scriptures. It makes no sense. To them, this is a book of fables. It doesn't make sense. It's not true. They don't. What do you mean, spirit? You know, you ever notice the world doesn't understand spirit. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. They'll say body and soul, but they won't say spirit because they can't discern or understand spiritual beings living in a human body. We're not human beings living in a spiritual body. We're spiritual beings. Man is a spirit. The scripture says that. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. We're spiritual beings. And I'm going to come back right quick, right before I end this message. When I told you death means to separate from, the word of God says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, which means if you're absent from the body, you have left the body, and now you're present with the Lord. Well, what left the body? The spirit and the soul, which confirms that they were living in the body to begin with. And when the body gets old and it wears down and you can no longer live in that house, it's time to move out. And where does that body go back? It goes back to the dust of the earth from which it was made. In Genesis, God created man from the dust of the earth. And he breathed in him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That breath comes from the Greek word pneuma, which is the root word of pneumonia, spirit. Man became a living soul. A living soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's what your soul is. are your thinker, your feeler, and your chooser. The things you think about, things you feel, and the emotions you feel, and the choices you make. That's where your soul in your body. But he, when you're born again, he can't attack you in the spirit because the spirit has the Holy Spirit in there, and it's been sealed off. But he can attack you in your body, and I'm going to teach on that, and your soul. That's a whole nother teaching. That's why people have sickness and disease, because they're not eating right, they're not taking care of themselves, they're not getting enough rest. Satan keeps them stressed out. Even though they're born again, and they got the Spirit of God on the inside of them, you know, God told us what to do. Offer up your body as a living sacrifice. And what did he tell us with our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions? He told us to renew our mind with what? The Word of God. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. That born-again experience takes care of your spirit, but you still have to renew your mind or change your soulish realm with the Word of God, which means you got to get in this book and study these scriptures and meditate and pray and talk to God and fellowship with other Christians. That's how your soul gets transformed. And then your body, you got to offer your body as a living sacrifice, which means you got to fast, you've got to eat the right foods, you've got to get your rest. That's your responsibility, take care of your body, take care of your soul. Your soul, all those things also goes back to your five senses, those gates, the eye gate, the ear gate, the nose gate, the mouth gate. The mouth is a two-way gate. Things go in and go out. Jesus said, it's not the things that come out of a man's mouth that defiles him. It's not the things that goes into a man's mouth that defiles him. It's the things that come out of his mouth. See, that's what Jesus meant when he said that. Because whatever comes out of your mouth is in your heart in abundance. Because the Word of God says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And remember, how did it get in your heart? Either faith or fear came through that ear gate. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See how it all works? The mechanics behind it. God wants you to understand it. Man, when you understand this thing, it'll blow your mind. You'll be like, praise God, I get it now. I see it, God. So I really got to watch what I listen to. And I really got to get my rest, and I got to watch what I'm eating. And I really need to get in this Word and start meditating these scriptures and praying and asking the Holy Spirit to teach me, because that's going to change my mind and change my way of thinking. I can discern things a little bit better. Yeah, I'm in this world, but not of this world. But even though I'm going to have to hear some things in this world, if I filter those through the Word of God, I'll know truth from error. Because the Word of God is going to filter out the bad things, because I'm going to see truth from error, because the Word is going to tell me it's true. The world is going to tell me error. The world is trying to feed your fear. The Word is trying to feed your faith. That's how it all works. God wants us to understand, people of God. So if you're not born again, now is the time to get born again. If you're not born again wherever you are right now, I want you to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. I have heard your word. Faith has come through my ear gate. I heard it, and now it's on the inside of my heart. I know deep down inside I must give my life to Christ. Save me, Father. Save me. I confess right now with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe deep down in my heart that you raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day. It's with my heart I believe unto righteousness, Lord. And it's with my mouth I confess my salvation. Father, save me. Allow your Holy Spirit to come on the inside of me. Renew my mind, change my heart, change my life, and change my direction. Only you can do that, Father. And I know the only way to you is through your Son, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me this day. Thank you, Father, for this message. I trust in you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. For those of you who have prayed that prayer, I challenge you. I challenge you now to find a church wherever you're at to start attending. I challenge you to get a Bible. And before you open that Bible and start reading it, just say this quick prayer. Teach me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Every prayer should be signed with the name of Jesus. People praying and they just say amen. No. You got to sign that prayer with the name of Jesus. Jesus said in his word, in that day, don't ask me anything, but ask the Father in my name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. What a beautiful, beautiful teaching on tonight. Amen. What a beautiful teaching tonight. People of God, truly, God's ears have heard. Glory be to God. Amen. It is going into the ear gate. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, glory to God, this word is getting us ready. It is this type of word that's getting us ready, people of God, because as the man of God says, faith comes by hearing. Faith does come by hearing. Every time we're hearing the word of God, let us not take it for granted. Amen? We
yes,
take
amen.
It, we listen, people of God, and even as he said, before we open our Bibles, before we even open our Bibles, ask the Lord, ask him where he would have us. Amen. Where he would have us to start, where he would have, where would he speak to us from. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
His word is equipping us. It's making us ready. People of God, if this word is falling on good ground, listen, we're being transformed. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
We are being transformed. If we have been born again, listen, if we've been born again, when this word comes, people God, it just adds to that is already in us. Amen. Glory to
yes,
God. So
Lord.
We bless God on tonight. Amen. As the word was going forth, I thought about my former pastor in the Church of God in Christ. He was an awesome teacher. Amen. And he said, sometimes he was a gardener. He was a gardener.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, sometimes when you plant seeds in a garden, if a hard rain comes, it's going to beat the ground and it's going to expose all of the seeds. He said, but sometimes we need a light rain. We need that light rain because it's going to soak. It's not going to take the seed up. It's going to enable us to hear. Listen, we've heard the word. We've heard the word on tonight, people of God, and it's going to sink in. The light rain comes to water the seed that was already given. Amen. So he was saying,
amen.
Appreciate the light rain. I tell you, he was an awesome teacher. And I tell you, Minister Craig, you often remind me of him in your teaching style. And he was a school counselor. But he was a phenomenal teacher. He could he can take, oh, my gosh, he could take the little root off of a turnip and make a message out of it.
Praise God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he
Praise
could.
God.
I'm telling you, he was just that phenomenal. But he was plugged in. Amen. So
yes,
we give
amen.
God thanks and we give God praise
amen.
For this teaching on tonight. Amen. Truly, it has watered our souls. And I just give God praise. I give God thanks, amen, for everyone that has come out on tonight. Truly, we know that we have been blessed. People of God, get the broadcast. Get a copy of the broadcast. Sit and listen and go through it again. Amen. Sit and listen and go through it again. That's always just good practice. Even when you go to the house of God and you hear the word, and you're taking little notes or whatever, listen, when you get home and you get to your quiet space, find a space because this helps to fortify. This helps the word to sink in. It helps you to get it. It helps you to really, really get it. Amen. Glory to God.
Right.
So in your time with the Lord, amen, Jesus, do get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. People of God, it is free unto you. We want you to get a copy. Text us, please, and that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, people of God, you can text us at 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. So if you would, do get a copy of the broadcast. Listen, get it. Send the people. Send it to a couple of people that you know would be blessed by it. Amen. Get that copy. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want tonight, amen, to bless you, man of God. We just want to say a word of prayer. Amen. Over your life, over your ministry. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We glorify you for your goodness on tonight. Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for this precious word that has come. Your word is always precious. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we pray that you cause it to fall on good ground. Cause it to fall on good ground, that it will water our soul, that it will bring forth an increase in our lives, oh God, that it will make us meet for your use. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise for it on tonight. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We're asking you, bless the man of God. Bless your servant on tonight. Bless him on tonight, oh God, as only you can. We're asking that you will bless his going out and his coming in. Father, we're asking that you bless his ministry. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless, oh God, breathe even more upon the word that you have placed within him. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your divine direction. We're thanking you for ordering his very steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for opening doors for him, even now in the precious name of Jesus, doors that he knew not of. But, Father, we're thanking you for opening doors in the precious name of Jesus. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for the call. We thank you for the call, oh, God, that he shall receive not many days hence. We're thanking you for the call.
Thank you.
We're thanking you, oh, God, for giving him wisdom, for giving him wisdom to know which way to go. We thank you on tonight. We bless you, Father. We bless you on tonight. Again, oh, God, we're thanking you for ordered steps. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will bless him. Bless the very works of his hands. Father, bless the very works of his hands. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you tonight to cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your face to shine upon him, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking tonight that you would cover him. Cover him in your shed blood. Cover him, oh, God, as only you can, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover, shield, and protect. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his very works to naught. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. For this, oh, God, we give you praise. We glorify you now in thy precious name. Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On tonight.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Again, people of God, we just want to let you know, reminding you tonight, we want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we have, amen, changed the date of our anniversary, of our three-year anniversary. It's now going to be July the 8th, amen. It's going to be
July
the 8th. People of God, it's going to be at the Crown Plaza, and that's 201 Aberdeen Parkway. They're located in Peachtree City, Georgia. Again, it's at the Crown Plaza, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, Peachtree City, Georgia. Amen. Listen, if you need a room, glory to God, because it's on that Saturday. If you need a room for that Friday night, let us know. Amen. Let us know. We would like to block off some rooms. People of God, we want to block off some rooms because we want you to be comfortable. We want you to be blessed. Amen. We're starting at 10 a.m. on that Saturday, 10 a.m. Amen. So we want you well rested. Amen. Because we know that God has some great things in store for us. We want you to tell your friend, tell your neighbor, call someone, text someone. Listen, if you would like to get a copy of the flyer, listen, people of God, we can certainly send it to you. If you know that you're coming, if you're bringing someone with you, we would like for you to RSVP. Let us know. We just want to make sure we have ample room. Amen. We want to make sure we got enough room for everybody. We don't want to, amen, get too much, but we want to make sure we got ample room. So we need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. Let us know if you're coming, amen, RSVP with us so that we can be ample, amen, prepared for your coming. I don't know about you, but I'm excited, amen. This is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. Listen, I'm so grateful. I thank God for you people of God that have been listening over these 3 years. We thank God for you. People of God, God is doing great things, and we are telling you that the best is yet to come. Amen?
Yeah.
God bless you tonight.
Amen.
We're going to turn the broadcast mic over to you, Minister Craig. God bless you. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we do hope that you can come. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on out, amen, July 8th. Come on out, amen, and be with us there at the Crown Plaza. God bless you, man of
God.
You have the platform. You have the platform.
Well, praise God. I was just writing that down. July 8th, 201 Aberdeen Avenue, Peachtree, Georgia, at the Crown Plaza. I got you.
Yeah.
Praise God. God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. And I love what the woman of God just said, you know, hearing this again, hear the message again, because faith comes by hearing. And hearing, which
mm-hmm.
means to repeat that hearing over and over. You don't just hear something once. You just need to hear it multiple times. And
mm-hmm.
that's how it gets deep on the inside of your heart. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So
mm-hmm.
continue to listen to the messages. Continue to meditate. See, that's how you meditate on God's word. You turn it over in your heart. Turn it over in your mind. You hear it over and over and over, you know. Like God told us to pray without ceasing. That's why he wants us to continually pray. And we need to continually pray for one another and lift each other up as the time grows near, because I really firmly believe that the return of the Lord is near. I know we don't know the day, the hour, the time. No man knows that. But I do believe that God is showing us a lot of the signs. So now it's the acceptable time. Give your life to Christ. How to live right, get in his word, stay in those scriptures, study, pray, meditate. And there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So if you mess up, just repent and get right back on it, because God knows our hearts. He's always looking at our hearts. Romans 10 says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So, people of God, thank you once again for the opportunity to minister to you. I praise God for you, and I ask that may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord keep his hands and his arms around you. May the Lord continue to shine his light upon you. May all of those that are around you see Christ on the inside of you. Continue to walk in faith and in love, because remember, Jesus is Lord. And God loves you unconditionally. Father, we thank you for this message. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And as the people of God go throughout the rest of this day and this weekend and this week, Father, show yourself strong in their life. Make it real to them. Let them see your hand of grace and mercy. And I thank you, Lord God, that I will continue to pray for each and every one of them. Touch their hearts and touch their lives, Lord God, like never before, so they can know that you are real. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you tonight, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.